find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller on this Tuesday, January the 9th. Coming up after the break, we'll be speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, get his views on the economy, where it is, where it's going, what to expect for 07, and many other questions. A quick check of what happened on the financial markets today. Dow Jones Industrials closed down six, almost 7 points at 12,416. NASDAQ up a little more than 5.5 points at 2,443. Apple Computer was a big part of the news story today as they unveiled their mobile phone and renamed the company Apple Inc. Gold prices have dropped, pretty much 7% over the past few weeks. But you wouldn't think so if you were filling up at your gas pump. Maybe Bob Chapman knows the answer. How come crude oil prices are plummeting, yet gas prices at the pump are going higher? In the metals complex today was another winning day for the yellow metal. Gold in New York closed up $5.60 at $614 even. Silver up 21 cents at $12.58. Platinum up $9 at $1,132. Palladium up 4 at $334. Apparently, investors are getting concerned about the plunging commodity prices, i.e. copper, zinc, and all the rest of them, and are moving into the safe haven known as gold. Well, that's their story, and they're sticking to it for the day. In Asian trading, currently, no action. Gold is flat at $614.50, silver off 3 cents at $12.55, platinum off $1 at $11.31, palladium off 3 at $3.32. As we mentioned, weaker crude oil prices again today, off 29 cents. Crude oil sitting at $55.80 the barrel. And the U.S. dollar marginally stronger on the day by 15 basis points, sitting at 84.52. As we often said, the ultimate direction for gold is going to lie in whatever direction the U.S. dollar decides to head. And it is the big question for 08, as many, 07 I should say, maybe I'm jumping ahead of myself here. But many people assume, which is always a bad thing to do, that the Fed will lower interest rates because of economic prosperity that we are witnessing. Well, that's what they say anyway. Are we witnessing economic prosperity? Will the Fed lower rates? Or is the Fed concerned about inflation? Will it hold rates steady? Will it increase rates if the bugaboo of inflation comes back? But then again, inflation is a wonderful tool the government uses so as to limit the amount of money that they have to pay out in cost of living increases. So you ask yourself, what is the possibility of the government actually reporting the real inflation rate? You and I both know. If we do the math for ourselves, inflation is running in double digits. Anyway, stay tuned, my friends. Bob Chapman will be joining us after this short commercial break. We must take some very
attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller on this Tuesday. Our guest today, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. You can access Bob's website at theinternationalforecaster.com. It's a great pleasure to welcome to the show Mr. Chapman. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you very much.
Well, it's my honor and a pleasure to finally meet you on the air.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
So, Mr. Chapman, let's take a look at what you feel we are going to see in this new year of 07 and what surprises may be in store for us.
Well, first of all, I think that I agree with Dr. Mark Faber, who just recently wrote a piece about the stock market going down. And we have kind of the same situation today that we had before the last large break in the market, which was in mid-March to mid-April of 2000. And Barron's had their a group that they call in quarterly, I think it is, to assess the market. They're all professionals and analysts. Most of them are money managers. And they all said that they thought the market was going higher, and, of course, that wasn't the case. And we have about 89% to almost 100%, depending upon which survey you look at, that would that the the people within the survey are saying that everything's fine and the market's going to continue to do what it's been doing, which it has appreciated some 15% or so in the last few 3 or 4 months. And being a contrarian myself, I believe that that's a sure sign you're going to get a correction. I think that we could easily go back to 10,200 on the Dow. And I think that, and for reference, today was 12,417. So you're looking at a couple of thousand points. The next support level would be 9,500 and then 8,900. But I think we're going to get a good correction. You spoke earlier of the interest rate situation. The way I see it is that the Fed, if they raise rates to protect the value of the dollar, then the economy is going to slip deeper into recession. In the international forecaster, I said last February, and I thought we had just begun entry into recession, and as it turns out, so far, the economy has been slowing down quite a bit in this last quarter. And so I think that a raise in interest rates would certainly do go a long way toward protecting the dollar, but it would expedite the downside on the stock market, the economy, and in this particular instance in housing. I think that if they dropped interest rates, the dollar would crash through 80 on the dollar index. And you said earlier it was up 15. I think it was 84.32 today, was it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and
How pivotal is that psychological 80 points? I mean, if we see the dollar break 80, is it a run for the exits?
Well, we also had 13 days where 80 was pierced one of five times in the last many years. And the market would have to crack that to go down into the low 70s. And probably 70 to 72. So it's either one or the other, but everybody's looking at 80, and psychologically and technically, long-term, the number is 80. But there is those little glitches in there that most people just don't know about. And so if interest rates were lowered, the dollar would attack that level, and the Fed would buy some time in the economy. The downside within the economy would stabilize. The best thing for the Fed to do is do nothing, stay where they're at.
Which is a general consensus at this point.
What is the consensus?
That the Fed is going to do nothing.
No, the consensus is that the Fed is going to lower rates. In fact, 75% of the, quote, experts believe that is going to happen by March, and I don't agree with them. In fact, I don't agree with the experts very often at all. And unfortunately, they're wrong two-thirds of the time.
Well, the experts today, just talking about the $5 gain in gold today, they said there was a shift into gold assets based on the perceived collapse, and that's their word, not my word, the collapse of commodity prices such as copper and zinc and tin. Does that make logical?
Commodity prices are down probably between 30 and 45% of their highs. And that's a healthy correction. Usually corrections don't go any further until you've had a rally back, and then they might come back down and test again. On the other hand, they may hit here, back and fill, and all of them might go right back up again. The media never really seems to understand what makes gold and silver go up. And that's very important because they don't understand gold and silver. If you refer back to the high in both metals in 1980, you'll find that perhaps 1% of the people who were under 25 years old knew anything about gold and silver. Those people are now 50 or plus years old, and they don't know anything about a bull market in gold and silver. And so you've got the combination of the misunderstanding of financial writers and the non-understanding of the public because they've never really experienced it or they were too young to experience it at that time. And so what we have here is miscalculation. Why did gold go up today? I could be smart and say there were more buyers than sellers. But early on in the day, about 4 hours before the New York opening, I was watching the market, and what was happening was that gold was struggling to stay up, and the same with silver. They were going back and forth between plus $1 or $1.50 on gold and minus $1, and just to give you a benchmark. And then in the last half hour of trading, a lot of buying came in. And I think the buying was fun buying by those who had just recently gotten out. I'll know better when I see the COT report, which hopefully will be available tomorrow. It should have been available today, and actually should have been available last week, but they publish it when they feel like it. And one of the things that's very unique in the gold situation now is that the last time they took gold down, what they did was they lowered the gold lease rates down to 0.02 or 0.03 or 0.04. So in a billion-dollar bullion transaction, you pay between $200,000 and $400,000 in interest, which is, you might say, minuscule. And that's the arrangement that the central banks have with the bullion banks, such as J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs, and others. And they didn't do that this time. What they did was they went back to what they used to do, and they marshaled the power of the working group in financial markets and the Federal Reserve repo pool. And I figure they used in excess of $5 trillion. And they took the dollar up, and they took oil down, and those were the main intentions. And in order to do that, they hit commodities and gold and silver. And that's why we had the correction we had. It wasn't natural. It was a performance by the United States government. At least that's my take on it. And I've got a pretty good record for being correct. Okay. And so,
can you explain to me why we have seen such a we've seen a dramatic decline in the last couple of months. I mean, oil was trading at $70 a barrel. Now it's trading at $55 a barrel. I have just driven 4,000 miles from Arizona to Indianapolis and all points in between, and I can tell you that while oil prices were dropping, gas prices at the pump were rising.
Well,
can you explain?
It takes 4 to 6 weeks for the gasoline prices to either go up or down based upon the price of oil. And oil's gone down pretty quickly. It's only been about a week and a half. 2 weeks ago, it was $64. And so I think we might be a little fast on jumping on the oil and gasoline producers. Everybody wants instant gratification nowadays. And that instant gratification includes gasoline prices. And it's a terrible shortcoming of our society today. But anyway, I don't think they've got any room to be concerned about gasoline prices until a couple of weeks from now.
We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Take a quick break. Be right back.
Hi. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, my friends. On this Tuesday, we are speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. International Forecaster is published twice a month, and you get it by surface mail if you want to subscribe, or twice a week by email. Subscription cost is $129.95, and you can access, for more information, Bob Chapman's website, which is international forecaster.com. And stay tuned, because later in the show we will give you an opportunity to get the Forecaster for free from Mr. Chapman, and we have a gold package and a silver package, a gold-silver package together. And as I said, we'll give that to you at the top of the hour. Many people, Mr. Chapman, have accused me of being a conspiracy theorist. What do you make of the very friendly relationship between Mr. Paulson and the former Secretary of the Treasury, Robert Rubin, coming back into play?
Well, I think it's normal. They both work for Goldman Sachs. Mr. Rubin's with Citicorp. And Mr. Rubin is the former Secretary of the Treasury. And I think that he was probably telling Mr. Paulson what he felt was the best way to approach the dollar problem, which was one that Rubin was very successful in marshaling. The problem today is that the problems are much bigger than they were when Mr. Rubin was the Secretary of the Treasury. And I think that what we just witnessed, the downside in the commodities as well as gold and silver, and particularly the energy complex and particularly oil itself, were part and parcel of the strengthening of the dollar versus the two main currencies, which are the euro and the pound. And I think that they took down oil the way that they did because I think they, within 3 or 4 weeks, probably, the way it looks, is they're going to attack Iran and Syria. And that will make oil go up. So, consequently, they want oil at the lowest possible level because they know it's going to rally to the upside. And I think they're hoping it won't go over $80, and that's why they're taking it down. How did they do that? Well, the oil markets are controlled by the large oil producers, both in London and the United States. But more importantly, there's a thing called the GSCI, which is the Goldman Sachs Commodity Index. And if you remember last August, they changed the component of gasoline in that index from approximately 8.3% down to 5.5%, something in that vicinity. And there's a lot of money management that use that index to allocate funds. So when they lowered the gasoline component of that index, gasoline plunged from about 305 down to 225. And that was that institutional inside selling. Well, this time what they did about 2 weeks ago was that they changed the sub indexes on energy, oil, gasoline, but particularly on oil. And that brought about the very rapid, very violent correction in oil. So the correction in gasoline last August and the correction that we've just seen in oil were manufactured by Goldman Sachs.
And, well, it has to be.
Pardon me?
It has to be manufactured. I mean, look at the news that we've had in the last 48 hours. A minister in Iran announced that any aggression on the part of the United States, they would shut down the Strait of Hormuz. You've had Hugo Chavez nationalizing major oil companies in Venezuela, and right now you've got the situation between Russia and Belarus.
Well, you're entirely right, and then we've had two more naval combat units move toward and into the Persian Gulf, and there's another one they're going to send as well. They have an amphibious unit going as well with 2,000 Marines. And incidentally, that situation in Belarus, the media is blaming it on Russia, but it's really not Russia's fault. The ex-Soviet satellite countries such as Belarus were given oil and natural gas at unnaturally low prices, even though they were no longer part of the Soviet Union, as long as they remained pro-Russian. And, of course, the countries are all clustered together close to Russia over there. And so, and the man who runs the company, Lavrushenko, he is pro-Russian, but what they did was they increased or made tariffs on the oil transiting into and through Belarus, which it goes on to Poland and to Europe. And
we are speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And we'll take a short break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller on this Tuesday. We'll be speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. You can access his website, internationalforecaster.com. You want to carry on your thought with,
sure,
with the oil in Russia?
Right. And so what Belarus did is that they put a duty on the oil flowing through, which was in breach of their agreement with Russia. And so Russia says, no, you can't do that. And they said, well, we're going to do it anyway. So what they did is they started stealing oil. They stole about 95,000 tons. If you read the Western media, you think that the Russians were the bad guys. Well, they weren't. And the same thing happened with the Ukraine about a year ago. They decided to do the same thing, and what they did is they stole natural gas. So the Russians cut them off, you know, from doing that. I just wanted to make that clear. And also, in the situation with Venezuela, that's an ongoing match between Mr. Bush and Mr. Chavez, and the nationalization was of the power company and one of the TV stations, which essentially had been in part financed by the United States government. And they were very critical of Mr. Chavez, who won the last election by 62% of the vote. And in fact, I was on with Caracas this morning. I did a one-hour program in relation to what was going on in Venezuela. But you're right. there are a lot of bad things going on out there, and oil shouldn't be going down. It should be going up.
Well, certainly. I mean, you still have, obviously, severe unrest in Nigeria, which I wouldn't be at all surprised if the military action in Somalia is also an excuse to put some hardware off the coast of Nigeria. Because they,
you know, I was thinking that this morning, Robbie, when I was reading that. These banditos, or whatever they are, they're operating from high-speed launchers or boats or whatever, and they are attacking and killing unarmed people for the most part, and disrupting the production of oil, which is one of our biggest suppliers, and Shell. And I think there's full justification for somebody to go in there and stop them from doing what they're doing. I can't understand why the Nigerian government hasn't done that.
Well, it's an African thing.
Well, I know you're right. I lived in Africa for 3 years, so I understand what you're saying.
Yes, it's an African thing. If we do, and the balls are still up in the air, I mean, if we do, and it seems highly probable the way this administration operates, if we do attack Iran and they do effectively shut down the Strait of Hormuz, I mean, that is responsible, correct me if I'm wrong, for 40% of the world's supply of crude oil goes through the Straits of Hormuz.
You're absolutely correct, and yes, that would happen. In fact, one of our nuclear submarines that's out there ran into a Japanese freighter yesterday. I mean, how you do that with a state-of-the-art sophisticated device like a nuclear submarine, I'll never figure that out.
Well, we could always blame it on
dumber than dumb.
Well, public education rears its ugly head once again.
Good.
Just changing subject ever so slightly, in your latest edition, your January 6th edition of the International Forecaster, you quote Louise Yamada. You want to tell the folks about Louise Yamada and who she is and what her...
Well, Louise is kind of the best in the analytical business, and she used to work with Citicorp, and for 4 out of 5 or 6 years, she was picked the best. But she has her own company now. And she thinks things are going to get difficult.
And she has predictions about where she thinks gold prices are going in 07,
yeah.
or is she looking more long term?
Well, I think she's looking long term. She's talking about over the next 10 years, as a matter of fact. But she's looking at $2,000 and higher.
$2,000 in a 10-year period. That if
right.
one had to sit
analysts
down
and don't like
and
to commit themselves down
themselves.
To short-term finite projections. They're very, very difficult. I do them, and I'm lucky enough to be right most of the time. But most analysts and economists won't make predictions, and if they are, they're long-term. But I think she's thinking of in terms of an attack on 850 this year, and not that I can speak for her. And then I think either this year or next year a breakout, which should take it to 2,000. And I agree with that.
Well, and it's not far from... Well, J.P. Morgan is a little bit more conservative in its predictions. As you state, they say we'll see an average price of $678 this year. Which,
yeah, that would mean the swing would be up as high as 750 or 730. But you got to remember, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank, UBS, they're all part of the gold suppression cartel, and they work with the working group in financial markets and the U.S. Federal Reserve, and they're part of the 21-member agent group that the Fed has on conference call every morning. And so you're never going to get the truth from them.
And you're referring
firms, they're all in on it. And so because of that, when you have to go to an independent source, and that's why I quoted her, because she's dynamite, and she's the best, and she sees it much differently.
Well, obviously, were you referring to what we affectionately call the Plunge Protection Team?
Right, they do call it that. I try to steer away from that because I like to use the proper name so that people will realize that by executive order on August the 16th, 1988, our president, Mr. Reagan, signed an order that created the Working Group in Financial Markets for emergencies. And, of course, people within government haven't done that since the early 1990s. They've been using it 24/7 to manipulate all markets.
That's what was disturbing when you mentioned in your article about the association with Henry Paulson and Robert Rubin. And I'm sure they've known each other for many years, but obviously in the 90s it was Robert Rubin that was successful in and what I believe was the coordinating of central banks, because if you remember in the 90s, gold was referred to as a barbaric metal, a relic of the past. It no longer played a role in today's new dot-com economy, and he managed, I'm sure, to get those periodic announcements that we'd get from central banks that they were liquidating vast portions of their gold reserves, a la the Bank of England managing to liquidate half of its gold reserves right at the bottom of the market, around $280.
Well, that was Gordon Brown, and he's in line to become the next prime minister.
Next prime minister.
So all I can say is God help the United Kingdom. But let me tell you something. Gordon Brown did not make that decision. Two of the major banks in London were in trouble because they had sold gold that they couldn't deliver. And that's what that was all about. And if you'll notice that large firms like Rothschilds were the buyers, but nobody knew who they were buying for, and that's who they were buying for, and that's why they were sellers at that time, the Bank
that's
of England.
Right.
It was totally nefarious.
It actually was a state secret that they couldn't reveal the name of the purchaser of the metal.
Well, there were more than one, but you're absolutely right. And another thing that they did that no other central bank has ever done, or anybody for that matter, was announce to a clarion call, we're going to sell so much gold on February the 15th, so get ready for it. I mean, in telegraphing that to the market, the express purpose was to drive the price lower.
Well, absolutely, because it benefited those who had leased gold from the central banks under the agreement. I guess, to put it simply, they borrowed gold at ridiculous rates for whatever period, I guess 12 months, under the condition that they return the gold at a later date. Now, obviously, if the gold was cheaper at a later date, it was a win-win situation for them.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think there's a possibility they could try and recreate that again, or do you think that tactic has now gone by the wayside?
No, the central banks are still sellers. Collectively, the UK can participate in that. It's called the European Central Bank Agreement for Gold Sales. It used to be called the Washington Agreement. And they sell 500 tons or less a year. This past year it was just a shade under 400 tons because Germany refused to participate and England didn't want to. And so the volume of gold that could have come on for sale did not. I think that the market has proven on a physical basis that it is able to absorb almost anything they can throw at it. And the contention is by them that they have 33,000 tons of gold, 3,000 of which is committed but doesn't belong to the IMF. So that leaves 30 million tons. Let me tell you something. They can't have 30,000 tons. They can't have more than 5,000 left. So the days of them throwing gold into the market are coming to a close. And also, if you'll notice the last correction, what they did is they used derivatives, puts, and they also naked shorted into that market. And that's what they were doing. And being in government, they can do anything they want, even though it's illegal. Because they just refer back to the executive order and say, hey, look, we can do that because we're saving the market. And this is why we're doing it. If you remember Paul Volcker, pardon me?
Yeah, the old refrain, it's in the national interest.
Exactly. And if you remember, Paul Volcker, 3 or 4 years ago, said the only thing that we didn't do in 1972 to keep gold from going up was by selling it. And so he let the cat out of the bag because I had written an article in August of 1988, and I didn't know at the time that executive order had been promulgated and signed. And I described in an article in Bull and Bear, which is a publication, how the market was being rigged. And that was the beginning. It was the first article of its kind that ever came out. And it wasn't until about 8 years ago that others started talking about the same thing that I was. And it took them that long to discover it. And I was telling everybody what the central banks were doing, but everybody thought I was crazy. Well, I wasn't, and still am not. And I was right. And it was a foundational article. And one of the reasons I knew that, you'll find this story interesting. I had a friend who worked at the Bank of England and several friends who worked in jobbing and also in stockbroking in London. And so I was there on a business visit during the time that the stock market in the United States collapsed. And I was having lunch with them. I had been in the Bank of England, and the gentleman from the Bank of England told me that they had sold enough gold for the United States government from their IMF commitment, the Bank of England did, to drive the price of gold down $100. And that's how I found out what they were up to. And that was illegal at the time because there was no executive order. It didn't come till a year later.
Yeah, well, that doesn't shock or surprise me. Well, with all these new instruments that we now have at our disposal, such as obviously, and a lot of people will credit gold's rise to the introduction of gold ETFs, what's stopping them from manipulating gold prices through ETF transactions, or are ETFs too small for them to mess with because it would be easy to identify any manipulation going on with ETFs?
Well, there's two types of ETFs. One of them takes delivery and the other doesn't. And the one that doesn't uses leverage. And so they could participate in that kind of a fund, but they'd have to be shorting it. And I don't know exactly how they go about doing that. So I don't see that happening within the ETF structures. I think the burden of the ETF is that if there was gold confiscation, the ETFs would be grabbed first. Bingo. We own it. Here's your cash.
But let me play devil's advocate with you. The major ETF, am I wrong in assuming, owned by Barclays Bank, therefore it's a British concern, not an American concern, and isn't the gold stored in Britain?
Well, you're absolutely right. And it's held in deposit by Hong Kong Shanghai Bank as a independent holder of the gold in behalf of Barclays that makes the market in the ETF street tracks. But I want to tell you that if the United States government talks to the British government and they say, we need the gold because of this, that, and the other thing, I can promise you they'll get the gold.
They'll get the gold.
Yeah.
Although,
and,
although, you know, I say to many people, of everything that we got to worry about, you know, gold confiscation, although it's on the list, it's at the bottom of the list. And it's not to discount that, look, they've confiscated gold twice, three times in American history. So can they do it again in the future? Absolutely. My only argument with that is, do you really think anybody would comply with a government dictate that you walk down to your local Federal Reserve Bank and hand over your gold? I think
historically, in the 1930s, most everybody did. We live in a different era. I think that about one-third of the people would give up their gold. Two-thirds would not. And I think the same thing applies to assault weapons.
Yes.
The same numbers.
Yes. Liberty sticks, I like to refer them as. We're speaking with Bob Chapman, international forecaster. We'll have the Bob Chapman.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Another ragtag band declaring independence.
Welcome back, my friends. Today we've been speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. You can access his web page, theinternationalforecaster.com. Also subscribe to his newsletter. Comes out twice monthly on snail mail. And twice weekly on email. The subscription is $129.95, but you can get a free subscription to Mr. Chapman's International Forecaster. You get free subscription for 1 year. We put together a package, and this package is only good for today. You get eight $10 U.S. modern commemoratives. These are just shy of a half ounce of gold, so you've got about 4 ounces of gold, plus 40 silver eagles, shipped and delivered to your front door for $32.20. And you can give us a call at Republic Trading Group and request the Chapman package. Now, let me just remind you that this package Jeffrey Bennett put together, and we priced it when gold was $6.07. Currently, gold is $6.14. So you get the extra benefit of that. So you get eight $10 half-ounce modern commemoratives and 40 silver eagles combined for $32.20, which includes the shipping and the one-year subscription to the International Forecaster. Mr. Chapman, what do you see financially for this week? Anything on your radar screen?
Well, I think that when we see the Commitment of Traders report and we see the report on trading yesterday on the TOCOM, I will have a better idea as to how the professionals, the top professionals, are acting in regard to the gold positions. They have, in the last 2.5 months, liquidated about 60% of their short position. And it'll be interesting to see if they've added to it again. Quite frankly, I don't think so. And so that means that in all likelihood, the market will not be impeded by that professional selling. That's an important point. We also have to watch lease rates to see if they come down. And then when they come down, they usually come down very quickly so that you don't know it unless you're watching. And then the third thing is what's totally beyond our control, and we can't see until it happens, and that is the manipulation of the market by the Plunge Protection Team, Working Group of Financial Markets, and the Federal Reserve. And they use derivatives so that it's hidden. So, and you're going to see that continue to happen all along the way as we move in gold up into the $2,000-$3,000 level. They will always be in there trying to exert their influence in the market. But as gold goes higher, their interest in doing that will dissipate because by that time, all of the damage that's going to be done to all the currencies, and particularly the dollar, will have taken place. And so after we crash somewhere over 1,000 or over 2,000, whatever it is, you'll know, you'll see it, you'll see them throwing in the towel because the dollar on the index is down to 45 or 55, and all of the worst is over, short of the dollar totally collapsing. But if the dollar collapses, you can expect all other currencies to collapse, perhaps with the exception of two, and that would be the Swiss franc and the Russian ruble. And that's an interesting
Mr.
choice.
Chapman, yes, it is. Mr. Chapman, thank you so much, sir. Look forward to hearing you again next week.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement T-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement T-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many T-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.